Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Education Minister Richard Bruton indicates he does not intend meeting with the ETB in Donegal to discuss the three college campus in Buncrana. Only three of the 11 banks that took their customers off tracker mortgages have dealt with the injustice satisfactorily. According to the governor of the central bank, there have been exchanges in Leinster House between the government, Piers Doherty and other TDs this evening. There are calls for an overhaul of the CCTV system in Letterkenny following the vicious assault on 18-year-old Shannon Reid-McDade in the area at the weekend. It's feared that CCTV footage may have been obscured by trees. And An Bord Pleanála is asked to look at the Pollock Great Arch closure at the summer. Those stories to follow, and later this evening we'll have the sports news with Connie Harkin. That's coming up at around a quarter past five. Good evening. The Education Minister Richard Bruton has indicated he does not intend meeting with the ETB in Donegal to discuss the three college campus in Buncrana. Mr Bruton said anything that can be done is being done. He was asked about the issue in the Dáil this afternoon by Deputy Charlie McConnellogue, who asked him for an update on the site negotiations and when a meeting would take place.
Minister, with regard to the programme for government commitment to invest in our school infrastructure, in specific, Minister, can I ask you in relation to the three school college campus in Buncrana, County Donegal, involving Crana Secondary School, Gael School, Kinyaloan Secondary School, as well as the primary Gael School in Buncrana. There was a request went to you from the ETB Minister in May on at the initiation of my colleague, Councillor Rena Dunne. He was seeking a meeting to try and establish and prioritise the purchasing of a site to progress that three-school campus. The ETB are still awaiting a response and a meeting with you, Minister. Can I ask you for an update on the Department's position with regard to securing that site? And can I also ask you, Minister, that you'll commit to meeting them urgently? Coramaya Good.
Programme for Government, Minister.
Yeah, I mean, my department is working very actively on this with the local authority, and we believe that that is the best way in which this can be progressed. There is no effort being spared in finding a solution to this by the people who are expert in land issues. So I'm confident that every effort is being put in, and in that context I don't see that a meeting would serve any purpose. Every effort is being put in to find a resolution.
And that was Minister Richard Bruton responding to Deputy Charlie McConnellogue in the Dáil this evening. Fire crews have contained what's understood to have been a small fire at Letterkenny University Hospital. It was first reported at around 10 this morning. A fire appliance attended the scene. It was confined to the orthopaedic ward at the hospital. There were no injuries reported. Meanwhile, Letterkenny University Hospital was the second most overcrowded in the country today. Once again, there were 38 people awaiting inpatient beds at the facility. According to the INMO's latest Trolley Watch report, there were 25 of those on trolleys in the emergency department. The hospital was the most overcrowded in the country yesterday, returning the same figure as today. Today, University Hospital Limerick had two more, with 40 awaiting admission there. Only three of the 11 banks that took their customers off tracker mortgages have dealt with the injustice satisfactorily, according to the governor of the central bank. However, Philip Lane says he expects to see many more results in the final months of this year for affected customers. Today, it was revealed the central bank has met with Senior Gardaí twice on the scandal that saw up to 30,000 customers taken off trackers. During exchanges in Leinster House this afternoon, Donegal deputy and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty asked the governor if the banks had broken the law.
Is the central bank, 2 years into this examination process, of the view that the money that was taken from the customer's account, amounting to close to €500 million, was taken unlawfully?
I don't think there's going to be a universal answer to that, because in some cases, maybe a case that there's a contract, a clear and absolute breach of contract. In other cases, it's about ambiguity.
There are calls for an overhaul of the CCTV system in Letterkenny. It follows the vicious assault on 18-year-old Shannon Reid-McDade in the area at the weekend. Gardaí are examining CCTV footage, but there are now fears that overgrown trees may have blocked some of the footage recorded. While the trees were cut away yesterday, there had been previous calls over the summer for that work to be carried out by the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Gerry McMonagle. He believes that CCTV coverage needs to be examined and expanded.
It's up 10 years now. It needs to be upgraded. There's no doubt about that. It also needs to be expanded. It was done in partnership with Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce. And again, we're working in partnership with the Chamber to try and get funding to extend and upgrade the current system that we have. Mm. It is quite good in where it's working and it's not being blocked. But we need to extend it further. We need to continue to upgrade it and look for that. And we've shown in the past where extra cameras were needed and there was funding available, at, like the Barry McGlinchey Town Park, where we now have CCTV, that we are trying to make the town as safe as it possibly can for the residents and people who visit it. And it's an ongoing job of work.
An Bord Pleanála is being asked to decide if the closing of an entrance to the Pollet Great Arch requires planning permission. There was anger in the summer when public access to what is one of Fanad's renowned attractions was blocked. It was claimed there had been a right-of-way in place for over 150 years. With more details, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The case has now been referred to An Bord Pleanála, which will consider whether the means of closure of the original entrance to the start of the pathway leading to the Pollet Great Arch is or is not a development, or is not an exempted development. The active party in the case is the Great Arch Action Committee. ABP says it will make its decision known by the 21st of February 2018. A verbal agreement has been reached with landowners over an alternative access to the Great Arch, which would also include new car parking facilities.
It's emerged that some homes in Inishowen, which were damaged by August's floods, were already affected by mica. Thousands of homeowners across Donegal are thought to be affected by the defective block issue, but now those who are also victims of flood damage have no insurance to cover the cost. The issue is being raised at today's sitting of the Inishowen Municipal District. Eileen Doherty of the Mica Action Group says the problem is out of control and the government needs to take it seriously. She was speaking earlier to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show.
These properties are getting much, much worse. And I really just wonder at what point they're really going to take this actually seriously. As I said in the letter the other day, is someone going to get hurt or worse before they actually act on this? You know, as I say, the woman I spoke to the other day that we've been writing about, she said, you know, there's one forecast for this weekend again. I worry every night. I get into bed, I pull the blankets over my head and I pray to God that, you know, that the house is still here in the morning. And that is quite literally the reality of what people are living with. You know, and it's just not good enough to expect that people live under those conditions. We're also very aware that people who have been devastated by the floods were equally, obviously, that's a devastating sort of incident. A lot of people who were affected by the floods are also people who have homes that are affected by defective blocks. So it's a double whammy. And that's what we wrote to the Minister at the end of September. We left it for a month because of the sensitivities and obviously the, you know, emergency need to respond to the floods. We wrote at the end of September and just reminded them that a lot of people who are affected by the floods are also people who are on mica or defective blocks affected homes, and that the fact that they have no insurance is just not, it's just not good enough. I mean, we have consistently said to the department, we need you to investigate how we can resolve the issue of no insurance for homeowners. That is a big concern for homeowners, and is actually one of the key factors why people have come forward and told us that they don't want to register because they're terrified that they're going to lose their insurance on their homes. So we have reiterated that, and we reminded the minister that the issue of the floods has brought that to the fore again, that people are now in homes which are devastated by the floods and they can't claim their insurance because they have a mica-affected home. It's just not good enough and they just seem to be ignoring this issue.
Meanwhile, Department of Agriculture inspectors have begun their inspections of farms in Inishowen and East Donegal to determine which will qualify for flood relief funding. Just over 300 applications have been received. It's expected over 75% of them will be deemed valid. Michael Chance is the IFA's chair in Donegal. He met with the inspectors before they began their work today.
There were 318 applications, but some of those are for crop loss, which are under the present scheme deemed ineligible. It's something else that we'll be pursuing. The inspectors hope to have the back of it broken within 2 to 3 weeks. The minister promised us a simple scheme. There shouldn't be any great problems, we hope, and we're assured that if everything goes smoothly, payment will be out before Christmas.
Staying with farming matters, and Donegal Investment Group has confirmed it will sell its 30% share in Monaghan Mushrooms for a figure of over €45 million. The company, which is quoted on the Irish Stock Exchange, has around 1,900 shareholders, most of them farmers in Donegal. News of the impending sale follows a lengthy legal dispute. Approval of the shareholders will now be sought at an extraordinary general meeting before the end of the year. The Donegal Investment Group's managing director is Ian Ireland.
It's big, it's important, and very significant for Donegal Investment Group. The outcome is good for Donegal shareholders, and it will certainly change the liquidity of our balance sheet. We have about 1,200 shareholders who live in Donegal. The majority of these are farmers with their roots very much in the old Donegal creameries, in the food agri space which we operate, and I think they will be very, very pleased with this.
A Donegal councillor is demanding urgent answers from the council's roads department following claims from some local representatives that they were briefed incorrectly on allocations for the LIS scheme in Donegal. It's after revelations that the Donegal allocation falls far short of what was initially thought to have been earmarked for upgrading small access roads in the county. The situation has now left many hopeful applicants in the lurch as to when or if work will be carried out. Letterkenny councillor Kieran Brogan says this is completely unacceptable and he's seeking clarity on the matter.
The whole Letterkenny area received 248,567. There were 17 projects identified on that list by the executive of the council, and that's who prioritised the projects. Despite the best representations from every elected member right across the political persuasion, let me add, who found the whole system very frustrating. I think they have a job to do to restore public confidence in the general public again. And these are the sort of things that, on a lot of occasions, would have been good, positive PR for the council as a local organisation. And I think we have to clarify, was there a guideline from the department to say that we're only taking applications to the value of €1 million and we're going to give you X amount and it'll look good on the percentage? Or were we told to send all the applications up? I think the council owed to every person who sat down and filled in the forum and put their maps together and met in a application to the local improvement scheme, because there's huge anger among all the elected members, there's huge concern, and I think the senior roads people in Donegal County Council must clarify this. I know we have a reconvene meeting in Lifford on Monday of the council, and I've no doubt from the conversations I've had with my colleagues this is by far the single biggest issue.
The Chief Constable of the PSNI is facing an investigation into alleged misconduct in public office. George Hamilton and two other senior officers are being investigated by the Police Ombudsman. The claims from former senior officers surround the way the PSNI handled an inquiry into contracts to supply vehicles for the force. Mr. Hamilton says all three men completely refute the allegations.
Our officers receive complaints on a routine basis. Accountability is a good thing for policing. Of course, this is a bit of a distraction, but we'll allow the Ombudsman to do his job. We'll cooperate fully with that, and let's see where the evidence takes the Ombudsman.
It's Highland Radio News with the time approaching 5:15.
Go the distance this autumn in lightweight running shoes at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Sponsors of Highland Radio Sport, michaelmurphysports.ie.
And we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and new Donegal manager Declan Bonner will find out this evening who their opposition will be in the 2018 Ulster Senior Football Championship. The draws for all four provinces will be made tonight, with the open draw in Ulster set to be among the highlights. Bonner will be eager for a home draw, as will the rest, including Fermanagh, who have former Donegal manager Rory Gallagher on board. Tyrone are defending champions and will be going for a third Anglo-Celt Cup in a row under Mickey Hart. And new Derry manager Damien McAlernan will also be looking for a favourable start. Elsewhere in Gaelic Games, John Myler has been confirmed as the new Cork senior hurling manager. The St Finbar's man had been handed a 2-year term, succeeding Kieran Kingston. Myler had worked with Kingston as a selector this year. Moving on to soccer, and it's 2-from-2 for the LYAT women's soccer team. After last week's 12-0 win over DKIT, the Letterkenny girls won on the road today, beating IT Blanchardstown. 3-2 was the scoreline in Dublin. Lauren Craigan and Amanda Callan were on the score sheet again, with Craigan grabbing a double. Cross-channel Brighton manager Chris Hughton hopes Shane Duffy will be fit to play in tomorrow's Premier League match at West Ham. The Republic of Ireland defender suffered a groin injury in Sunday's draw with Everton. It has led to fears that the Derryman could miss next month's World Cup playoff against Denmark. Hughton admits Duffy is yet to train this week, but isn't ruling him out of tomorrow's trip to the London Stadium.
At the moment, we think he'll be okay. He hasn't trained. We're hoping he's going to train this morning, but we're hopeful he'll be okay.
And in the Europa League this evening, Arsenal are away to Red Star Belgrade. That kicks off shortly at 6 o'clock, while at 8:05, the meeting of Everton and Lyon is at Goodison Park. In other news, Leicester caretaker manager Michael Appleton says Craig Shakespeare is still feeling raw following his sacking by the club. He was dismissed as boss on Tuesday, with the club third from bottom in the Premier League and 8 games into the season. And there'll be no controversial Premier League game on Christmas Eve. Supporters groups had voiced their objections following reports matches like Arsenal against Liverpool would be moved for TV. Instead, that's on Friday evening, the 22nd. The following day will feature an extra televised game, one more than usual Saturday. That's a 7:45 kickoff with Leicester hosting Manchester United. The top flight will resume for traditional Boxing Day fixtures. In badminton, Chloe and Sam McGee bowed out of the Danish Open earlier today at the last 16 stage. The Rafal mixed doubles pair lost to the world number one duo from China in straight sets 21-12, 21-13. The unseeded siblings had earlier this week defeated the seventh seeds from India in two sets. In golf, Shane Lowry has confirmed that he's going to relocate from Dublin to Florida in January as he intends to focus on playing on the PGA Tour in 2018. The Offaly man believes cutting down his travel time will help to improve his fortunes in America. Lowry slid from 18th in the world to 88th over the last 2 years, and he's looking forward to setting up a new home stateside.
We're moving, you know, we've rented a place. We've got a 6 month rental already done and dusted down there, and we're moving the first week in January. But, you know, when I have a chance to come home, I'll be home, and it's just to make my travelling to tournaments a little bit easier. And hot place, you know, with a nice house rented, and yeah, it'll be nice for a few months. I just see how we get on, and you know, if I don't like it, I won't stay, but if I do, I might.
Yeah, Larry carried a disappointing one over par 72 today at the Valderrama Masters. Leading the way in that event are Joost Luiten and host Sergio Garcia. They both shot 66 today to sit in 5 under par. Patrick Harrington still on the course. He's 1 over through 16. Gary Hurley's 6 over through 14. In the PGA Tour, the CJ Cup in Korea this week, Justin Thomas shot a 9 under par round today to lead the way. He's leading by 3 from a group of 5 players, including Mark Leishman and Patrick Reed. Graham McDowell shot a 1 over par round of 73. In rugby, Ron O'Gara has been handed a 10-week ban for criticising match officials. The Racing 92 defence coach was unhappy with calls made against his team during their defeat to La Rochelle earlier this month. He won't be allowed pitchside until the 31st of December, but the ban only applies to the top 14. It won't affect O'Gara's return to Thomond Park on Saturday when Racing take on Munster in the Champions Cup. Finally for this evening in Formula 1 action, two-time Formula 1 world champion Fernando Alonso's agreed a deal to stay with McLaren next season. The Spaniard's previous contract was due to expire at the end of the current campaign. Alonso says he feels at home with the British-based team. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thanks very much indeed, Kenny. The Taoiseach says we have a way to go before we're at the Brexit cliff edge. Leo Varadkar was speaking at an EU summit in Brussels. He's calling for more progress to be made on the issue before the next talks, which are due to take place in December.
It's incumbent on all European Prime Ministers and Presidents to ensure that we don't sleepwalk towards that cliff and that substantial more progress is made in the next couple of months.
It's hoped lives will be saved in emergency situations with the launch of new mobile-based technology today. It's intended that the technology will help locate victims of assault or those with intellectual disabilities who are unable to speak. With the details, here's Paul Quinn.
The emergency call answering service receives on average 4,000 mobile calls every day. This new system on Android devices allows emergency services pinpoint your exact location when you call 999 or 112. It'll help them get to the scene of an incident quicker and verify genuine calls. Communications Minister Dennis Naughton says it'll also help save lives.
It also means that if you're in a strange place, you don't know exactly where you are, that the dispatcher can know exactly your location. And of course, if you take a townland like Milltown, we have thousands of Milltowns across the country. People give an address, they will be able to geolocate exactly which of those Milltowns you're talking at.
Minister Michael Ring says it'll be of particular benefit in more isolated rural areas.
It's great to see technology like this being used in a positive way. Over the years, we have had many, many tragedies. You know, I've had it myself over the years coming along a road where people have an accident. You've been looking for the services. You just don't actually know what to do.
While this new technology is currently only available on Android devices, it's understood iPhone are also looking at rolling it out.
The trial of a Donegal man charged in relation to the theft of livestock from a farm in Kilbeggan in 2015 began at Mullingar Circuit Court yesterday. According to a report in the Irish Farmers Journal today, 31-year-old Barry Carr of Bowes Hill, Pettigo in Donegal pleaded not guilty to taking livestock worth over €107,000 from a farm in Kilbeggan in June 2015. With more, here's Michelle McMullen.
At a sitting of Mullingar Circuit Court, Mr Carr pleaded not guilty to two counts of Section 4 theft. That on 24th and 25th of June 2015, he allegedly took 75 cattle and 25 sheep from the farm of Niall and Krista Dillon at Cornaghair, County Westmeath. Mr Carr appeared at Mullingar Circuit Court on Wednesday, where he was asked to plead guilty or not guilty to the charges, and a jury was sworn in for the case. And the trial is expected to last for a number of days. The theft is regarded as one of the biggest livestock thefts in the history of the state. Since being charged in June of last year, the defendant has been on bail with conditions attached. These conditions include that he resides at his given address in Pettigo, Donegal, signs on once a week at his local Garda station, gives an undertaking not to travel to Westmeath, provides an independent surety of €10,000 and a €500 personal bond.
A Donegal priest says a number of people have travelled to Knock from the county to find that the Apparition Chapel and Old Parish Church there are both closed. Knock Shrine has confirmed both churches are closed for renovations until April of next year, but Father Padraig O'Boyle says he only became aware of this himself this morning when he was in County Mayo and decided to visit the shrine. He's calling on the authorities there to do more to let people know about the closure.
I didn't know it myself until I arrived there, and I saw at least 5 Donegal registered cars there, and obviously there are people still travelling there that are not aware of this. I think it should have been advertised better. There should have been words sent to actually to parishes or whatever, as when Knock are normally publishing anything else or advertising anything else, they will make contact with parishes. And I feel that this is a very, very important thing, and they had made no contact. I had no contact anyway.
And this is something perhaps you believe that should be read out during church notices placed in church newsletters next weekend, just to let people know what the situation is.
Exactly, to save people that awful journey to Knock all the way from wherever the part of the country they're going to, and to find out that they're locked out when they arrive there. Those two chapels that you mentioned, both of them are totally sealed off to the public.
And that was Father Padraig O'Boyle speaking to us earlier today. Looking at the weather forecast, and it will be wet into this evening, I'm afraid, with prolonged heavy rain in many areas and some local flooding possible. Later, that rain will ease, particularly in the west, with the winds light to moderate but strong and northwest around coasts. The rain will clear slowly eastwards overnight. It'll become dry with fresh northwest winds easing. Some mist and fog patches may form for a time. Lowest overnight temperatures 4 to 7 degrees Celsius. Any mist and fog patches will clear quickly tomorrow with some sunny spells for a time, but cloud will gradually thicken with rain developing tomorrow afternoon. Highest temperatures tomorrow 11 to 12 degrees Celsius with southeasterly winds increasing strong, and there are storm warnings in effect for down the country, in particular tomorrow with Storm Brian heading for our coasts. It's more the southern and western counties that will be affected. Donegal is not expected to feel the brunt of Storm Brian and is not indeed included in the orange weather warning which has been issued by Met Erin. Looking at the closing headlines. Education Minister Richard Bruton has told the Dáil he does not intend meeting with the ETB in Donegal to discuss the three college campus in Buncrana. He was questioned about the issue in the Dáil this afternoon by Deputy Charlie McConnellogue, who asked for an update on site negotiations. Mr Bruton said all that can be done is being done. Fire crews today fought a small fire in the orthopaedic ward area of Letterkenny University Hospital. There were no injuries. The hospital was the second most overcrowded in the country today. 38 people awaiting inpatient beds, 25 of them on emergency department trolleys this morning. Only 3 of the 11 banks that took their customers off tracker mortgages have dealt with the injustice satisfactorily, according to the governor of the central bank. He was answering questions from W. Pierce Doherty in Leinster House earlier today. And we're back with news headlines at 6. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 19th of October. The sudden death has taken place of Andy Gibson, formerly of Ahigalt, Drumkeen. He died at his daughter Susan's residence at Maharasalus, Raphoe. His remains will repose at his daughter's residence from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10 for 11 o'clock Mass in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery in the family plot. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Haematology and Oncology Day Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Director's convoy. The death has taken place at Buncrana Community Hospital of Charlie McCarran, Ardravan Road, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Paul Clinton, Winchmore Hill, London, and formerly of Kinloch, Fannet, Donegal. His remains will repose at Harrison Funeral Home, 736 Green Lanes, Winchmore Hill, London, N21, on Wednesday the 1st of November, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Funeral Mass will take place at 11 o'clock on Thursday, November 2nd at Christ the King Church, Vita et Pax, Bromley Road, London N14, with burial afterwards at Southgate Cemetery, Waterfall Road, Southgate N14. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to North London Hospice, 47 Woodside Avenue, Finchley, London N12, or care of Harrison Funeral Home. The death has occurred in Leicester, England, of Roseanne Nymoan, née Callaghan, formerly of Mina Shammer, Ballybuffet. Removal from Belfast City Airport this evening at 7 o'clock to arrive at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, for rosary at 10. Her remains will repose there tomorrow from 5 until removal at 7 to St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Saturday at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Donegal Hospice and St Columbkill's Village, Clonmany, care of any family member. The death has taken place at Carndonagh Community Hospital of Mary Murphy, the Gort, Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there this evening at 7:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart for prayers and reposing overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Alice Smaley, née Carlin, 233 Towns Park, Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there at 10:30 tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Convoy, at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the old cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the charity of the family's choice, care of any family member. House private, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Rosary at 9 o'clock.